The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be reading about how, according to a study, MS has a greater impact on women's physical activity. Multiple sclerosis has a greater impact on women, reducing their levels of physical activity and increasing sedentary behavior, a recent study has found. The study, does multiple sclerosis differently impact physical activity in women and men, a quantitative study based on wearable accelerometers, was published in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health. In patients with MS, symptoms such as fatigue, weakness, and spasticity may reduce mobility and promote sedentary behavior. However, little is known about the possible differences in the way MS changes the propensities of men and women engaging in physical activity, since few studies have explicitly considered sex as a main variable of interest. To fill this knowledge gap, a team of researchers at the University of Calgary in Italy investigated the existence of possible differences between women and men with MS when it comes to the amount and intensity of physical activity they practice weekly. The study included 45 patients with relapsing remitting MS, 23 women and 22 men with a mean age of 50 years, and 40 age and sex-matched healthy participants who served as controls. Patients with relapsing remitting MS were divided into two groups based on their expanded disability status scores in mild and moderate severe disability. Data regarding the participants' physical activity was acquired 24 hours a day for a week through wrist-worn accelerometer. At the end of the week, data was downloaded and processed with Actilife software and analyzed using statistical models. Researchers then analyzed different variables, including the average number of daily steps, vector magnitude counts, and the percentage of time participants spent engaging in sedentary behavior and in physical activity of different intensities. Analysis revealed that women with MS spent more time engaging in sedentary behavior and tended to practice less light-intensity physical activity than men. However, the time women and men with MS spent practicing moderate to rigorous physical activity was similar. Researchers also found sex had a significant effect on both step and vector magnitude counts. They discovered the disease significantly reduced step and vector magnitude counts in women, but not men. Vector magnitude counts were also significantly higher in healthy women compared to men. Regarding the steps count, the hourly trends and the average number of daily steps taken by healthy individuals and MS patients of different levels of disability followed a similar trend, with two peaks of activity between 9 and 10 a.m. and 6 to 7 p.m. Yet they found that mobility tended to decrease with increasing disability, with differences particularly evident in the women's group. Their findings showed that women with multiple sclerosis, regardless of disability level, had lower number of daily steps compared to healthy women. Researchers also found a significant effect of sex and disease status on physical activity intensity levels. Women with MS remained sedentary longer than healthy women, and men with the disease as well. Men with MS also tended to engage more frequently in light intensity physical activity when compared to both healthy men and women with MS. They also found that healthy women spent more time practicing moderate to rigorous physical activity than men, while among MS patients, these values were nearly identical. Furthermore, compared to healthy women, those with MS spent much less time practicing moderate to vigorous physical activity. Our data also suggest that the disease has a stronger impact on women, since a significant reduction in daily steps, vector magnitude counts, and percentage of time spent in moderate to vigorous physical activity, as well as an increase in sedentary behavior, were observed in women with MS with respect to those unaffected. While this phenomenon was not detected in men, the researchers wrote. However, researchers pointed out their findings should be not interpreted, taking into account study limitations, including the calculation of number of steps and classification of the physical activity intensity might be, in some cases, influenced by the device's position on the wrist and the fact that physical activities not involving the arms might result in an overestimation of sedentary behavior. Our data confirm the urgency of including sex as a variable in studies on physical activity in people with multiple sclerosis, as well as selecting, whenever possible, quantitative objective measurements of physical activity. These strategies would be of great benefit in planning adequate interventions in terms of training, physical therapy, and even lifestyle guidelines tailored to individuals' needs to maximize their effectiveness, the team concluded.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today Multimedia Associate, Price Wooldridge.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Ed Tobias, MS Wire. Will reduced treatment time keep Ocrevus competitive? One of the key considerations when choosing a disease-modifying therapy, or DMT, is how much it will disrupt your life. It's one of several factors that need to be evaluated. Unlike shots and pills, infusion treatments can require a significant amount of time. That's why the U.S. Federal Drug Administration's December approval of a shortened infusion time for Ocrevus, or ocrelizumab, can be a big deal for people with MS. MS infusion times vary. There are currently three infusions approved in the U.S. to treat MS. One is Tysiobre, or natalizumab, which requires about 2 hours in an infusion chair each month. Half that time is the actual infusion, while the other half is for observation. Another of these DMTs is Lemtrada, or alemtuzumab, which has a complicated protocol of up to 8 hours of total chair time, including administering pre-medications, followed by 4 hours to administer the DMT, and then time for observation. This is repeated for 5 consecutive days. 3 of those days are repeated a year later, and sometimes a third 3-day course is needed. The infusion time for Ocrevus used to be 3.5 hours, with a total treatment time of about 5.5 hours. Now the time of the actual infusion has been reduced to 2 hours, dropping total treatment time to about 4 hours. The original infusion times remain the same for the first 2 treatments, however, which are scheduled only 2 weeks apart. That's about half the treatment time of Lemtrada. But Ocrevus requires a return treatment every 6 months. Which one is for you? Efficacy and possible side effects aside, which of these DMTs fits your lifestyle? Apparently, it's Ocrevus for many people. A report from Spherix Global Insights lists Ocrevus as the most prescribed treatment in the U.S. for people with progressive forms of multiple sclerosis, prescribing it for nearly 60% of those patients, according to doctors surveyed. But the Spherix report warns that Ocrevus is being challenged by a newer DMT, Mazent, or siponimod. And Mazent is a once-a-day pill. Lifestyle-wise, pills are winners. DMT choice is always a balance to weigh the efficacy of a medication with its risks, along with lifestyle demands and costs. Does one of these therapies appeal to you more than the others? If so, which? And what affected your decision the most?
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.